from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A man opened fire inside a church in a small South Texas community on Sunday morning. Texas Governor Greg Scott just spoke at the first news conference since the deadliest mass shooting in his state's history.
Unfortunately, I'm sad to tell you to confirm, at least at this moment in time, there are 26 lives that have been lost. We don't know if that number will rise or not. All we know is that's too many.
About 20 other people are said to be hospitalized, some said to be in grave condition. Officials say the gunman fled in a vehicle after the attack and was killed either by a self-inflicted wound or during a confrontation with police. He is said to have used an AR-15-style assault rifle. President Trump is continuing his first leg of a five-nation Asian trip. During his first stop in Japan, he told U.S. military personnel at Yokota Air Base Sunday that no one, no dictator, no regime should underestimate American resolve.
History has proven over and over that the road of the tyrant is a steady march toward poverty, suffering, and servitude. But the path of strong nations and free people, certain of their values and confident in their futures, is a proven path toward prosperity and peace.
A senior administration official traveling with Trump said that much of his talks with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and other leaders throughout the day, a 13-day trip, will center on thwarting Pyongyang's nuclear ambitions. This is VOA. Catalonia's ousted leader and four former ministers turned themselves in Sunday in Brussels following Spain's issuance of a warrant for their arrests. Guillet Desmepe, a spokesperson for the Belgian prosecutor's office, said that they'd received the arrest warrant and could question the ousted leader in the coming days.
The five persons that have been sought by the Spanish authorities presented themselves at the Federal Police of Brussels. They were taken into custody at 9:17 a.m.
A Spanish judge issued a warrant a day after she jailed nine members of the region's separatist government, pending possible charges over last week's declaration of independence. President Trump may be away on a nearly two-week trip to Asia, but back in Washington, special counsel Robert Mueller is looking for new details in his probe into possible ties between Mr. Trump's election campaign and the Russians trying to influence last year's vote. VOA's Peter Heinlein at the White House has the latest.
As he left the White House, Trump said he had little memory of a March 2016 meeting where campaign advisor George Papadopoulos talked about arranging contacts with Kremlin-connected Russians. The White House painted Papadopoulos as an insignificant player. Despite these statements, during the campaign, Trump released a photo of himself and Papadopoulos in a meeting that included now Attorney General Jeff Sessions and called Papadopoulos one of his foreign policy advisors. That meeting has become a focus of Special Counsel Mueller's probe, along with the activities of foreign lobbyists such as Paul Manafort, Trump's one-time campaign manager. As Mueller's investigation widens, observers say it is moving closer to Trump's inner circle. Three conservative Republicans in Congress introduced a non-binding resolution Friday demanding Special Counsel Mueller's resignation, calling his work unnecessary. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, The White House.
Less than a week after eight people were killed by a man who drove a pickup truck into a Manhattan bike path, nearly 50,000 runners participated in the New York City Marathon on Sunday. Police say they had warned people in advance to expect increased security. Those cheering the runners say they did notice the heightened security presence, but it didn't dim the experience. A 10-year-old immigrant girl with cerebral palsy who was detained after undergoing surgery last month in the U.S. has been released to her family. The ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, sued the government on the child's behalf after the ambulance taking her to surgery in Texas was stopped at a U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint. Rosa Maria Hernandez has lived in the U.S. since her family brought her to Texas when she was just 3 months old. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.